Listen, we're talking about worst place to break up at. Sienna had witnessed this young lady got broken up with and was all tears and upset. Mm-hmm. And you were just minding your business.
Kinda.
Get a $17 iced tea at AJ's.
Yeah.
Was she like, I can't watch girls cry, man. It just, I feel like empathetic. I will stop to see why she's crying. She's brokenhearted, huh?
It's like that lip quiver or shiver, whatever the word is, where you're trying to keep it in. Because obviously she was in public, so I don't think she wanted to cry out loud.
So he wasn't yelling at her.
It was super calm. And he was kind of talking low, too, because again, in a public space.
That's how you do it.
So it is. She was trying to keep it together for sure. But I could tell the eyes were watery.
I hate to see it. I hate to see it.
Yeah, I like it because number one, like Joey said, it's in a public place. Number two, she's close to the ice cream aisle. So she does have the comfort foods.
I'll take that liter, please, of ice cream. No, but you're right, Sienna. Here's the thing. I think it's a perfect place to break up with someone because you're in public. But it's the opposite. If you're getting broken up with, everyone is seeing you crying. And you're just
trying to keep it together, but you can't.
You didn't go out to her like, it's going to be okay.
I should have, huh? But then I didn't want to look like I was being too nosy.
Yeah.
I should have bought her a tea.
Or like a hug or something like that.
Yeah, and then she'd be like, get off me. I don't know who you are.
You're making it worse.
I'm crying ice. More.
More ice in my cup because I would need some iced tea. Not that. Oh. Jeez.
It is AJ's in Biltmore, so.
Let's talk to Jenny in Phoenix. Jenny, worst place to break up.
So I was dating this guy for about 6 months. And, you know, when you're dating someone, what's something big you have to do together? Go on a trip. So we planned a trip to Miami.
Uh-huh.
And we were, you know, looking forward to it. But leading up to the trip, we were, like, bickering a lot. It was a lot of arguments, even leading up to, like, the day at the airport. A lot of, like, arguments back and forth. Like, it was so miserable. And we finally get on the plane and he won't give me the window seat. I'm like, what do you mean you won't give me the window seat? Like, I told you.
Yeah, window seat is one of those gestures where it's like, you find out if that person's like, considerate or not.
Or.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or you didn't buy the flight.
I'm not. Yeah. Well, so after that, I said, no, like, this is not, I can't do it anymore. Like, all the bickering, everything, like, it all led up to this one moment. And I said, you know what? I'm done. And I broke up with him on the flight to Miami.
Wait, you're just literally sitting in the middle seat and you look over and start bickering and said, this isn't going to work?
Yeah, pretty. I felt bad for the guy sitting next to me who was on the aisle. But yeah, I like, you know, it was a culmination of everything. I couldn't take it anymore. And it was very awkward because neither of us wanted to fly back. We both wanted to be in Miami. So it was 4 days of very awkward silence as we both did our own Miami vacation. And it was miserable.
Wait, hold on. So
I don't recommend it.
So, yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, what were the sleeping conditions? Did you get separate rooms? Did you ask for two beds?
Yeah. I was like, you know what, you can, like, I bought the flight also. So I was like, you know what, you were supposed to pay for everything here. I was supposed to pay for the flight and the hotel. You can get your own hotel room. You can do your own things. They put him right next to me because we were together, technically. I don't know why they did that. So we had hotel rooms right next to each other.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So, like, I saw him the whole time. We were at a resort too, so it was like I saw him all the time. It was miserable.
Okay. Wait, did you get on the same flight back or did you guys take separate flights?
Oh yeah, yeah. He would not change his seat. I was like, change your seat, sit somewhere else. He's like, no, I'm not gonna do that. And I was like, why? Why? Is this your way to try to, like, win me back? Is to, like, not get away from me when I don't want to be near you? Like, that's crazy.
Oh, see, I thought one of you was going to...
We did not get back together.
Didn't get back together.
I thought one of you was going to try to get revenge by bringing someone back to the room since your rooms were near each other.
Joey would do that.
I totally would. See who's louder.
You know what? I saw him trying, and he has no game, so it didn't work out.
Oh, God.
You're just saying that because you guys so broke lame. Up.
Wait, no, he has no game, and he knows it, and I call him out right here, but you know what? I'm not a petty little girl, so...
You're not?
I'm a woman, sure, and I handle myself.
You're Patti LaBelle over here. Did you bring somebody back to your room, or you just wanted to enjoy yourself? And
no, I just wanted to enjoy Miami. I didn't, you know what? After dealing with him on the, I didn't want to deal with anybody else. I just wanted to be alone and relax and enjoy myself, and I did.
Okay,
I'd have just come back.
Yes.
Not me.
I wouldn't go on the vacation. That's just
what?
Me.
There's no way.
No, I just go.
You spent all that money. I'm getting in my Miami.
Yeah, if it's already paid for, you might as well just commit at that point.
I'm just doing my own thing. You gotta do my own thing.
The lesson here is break up before you get on the flight.
Yeah, back to you.
That would have saved me so much headache, and I would have gotten the window. So that's what you should do next time.
Yeah.
Break up at the airport.
Yes, there it is. Nicely put. This is your PSA, kids. Well, we appreciate you sharing that story. That's high on the board.
Yeah. Thank you. Hopefully someone learns from my mistake.
Absolutely. All right. And big shout out to the guy in the aisle.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Yes.